Hello, this is Mona Lisa 32, and I'm going to be reading some more stories by user Two Passengers Up Front from Gone Wild Stories. This one's called Dressing Up as Lola Bunny to Win a Halloween Contest. So this one's in the Halloween theme for October, which is kind of nice. Last time I celebrated Halloween, I was still in college. It was actually my last semester, and up to that point, I had let my inner slut enjoy her single life a few more times in between the hours of studying. As always, the end of October coincided with the midterm exam, so I had given very little thought to what I would wear. I ended up looking online to find something easy to put together. I went to a thrift shop and bought a little white tank top, shorts, and bunny ears to dress up as Lola Bunny. I couldn't try it on, unfortunately, but I didn't mind if it wasn't exactly my size, since I wanted to be a little slutty for Halloween anyway. I joined a group of friends, and we had a few drinks before getting to the event. As I finally put on my costume, I realized there were a few issues. The main one is that I am a lot curvier and thicker than the bunny. The shorts were showing little ass cheeks, which I didn't mind. The top, however, wasn't even near my size. Standing still, I had an inch of cleavage, but massive underboobs. I would literally flash everyone if I put my arms up in the air. After a few attempts with the three bras I had brought, I decided to go braless, with a patch to keep my tits from poking out. There wasn't supposed to be any dancing involved, so I shouldn't get myself injured letting them free. I put my hair in a ponytail and put on my bunny ears and borrowed a jean jacket to cover myself up. I got there fairly unnoticed, and we got a lot more drinks, and I was getting quite drunk and had removed the jacket when they finally announced the contest. It was so loud, but from the tidbits I could hear and see, the contestants got on stage with a single judge seated in the middle of the scene. You would give the judge a show as the audience would choose a winner. As they were picking the best costumes, I got a few eyes on my revealing bunny suit. They dragged me next to the stage and I would be the last to go. I got on and the lights were so incredibly bright. I heard whistles and loud cheers as I had a hard time walking in my heels. I stumbled on the judge and fell on his lap, waiting for further instructions. I looked back at him as my feathery butt started to wiggle against his crotch. I hear the hype man saying that I have a minute to give them a good show. I got up and turned around, getting my first good look at him. I get on top of him, both knees on his thighs, getting a nice arch in my back and an incredible view of my thick ass to the crowd. Let's say I was winning them over already. I pressed my breasts against his face, giving him a good motorboat, while I went crazy with my ponytail. I pushed him back onto his chair and got up again. I kept my back to him as I turned my head around and bit my lips. Then very slowly, keeping eye contact with the judge, I bent over, my ass inches away from his face and my breasts fully exposed from the bottom. The audience also got a deep look at my cleavage, and they let me know how much they liked it. I winked at the judge and laughed awkwardly as I left the stage. I ended up winning easily, I think, and got free drinks from my friends until the last call. The judge also joined me and I left with his phone number. I sent him a picture in the same pose that made me win the contest so that he would never forget me. I won't be sending this picture around too much. It's a little naughty for Reddit. I'll make it up to you guys with a picture in the next post. That was cute. I really liked it. Okay, this next story is called I Got Fired for Inappropriate Business Attire, but fired back. I wonder what that means. Years ago, I got my first corporate job as an intern at a big insurance company. It wasn't anything special, pretty much all the paperwork and boring time at my desk. The pay wasn't half bad, but I was eager to leave soon. A little about me. When I was 20 years old, I was a whole lot perkier. Smaller waist and ass, but my breasts never got the memo. I was a little too busty to hide, particularly in working clothes. I was fairly careful, but at some point I was tired of wearing the same old boring outfits. Also, I was pretty upset with the fact that body types would dictate what is or isn't allowed at work. Like the rules were a whole lot different for those flat-chested women. I knew I was handing in my resignation by the end of the week, so I would get a little wilder for my last few days. Unfortunately, I never got there. I came in on Monday with a white top, a black skirt, and purple heels. It was the first time I showed my stomach at work, but it felt fairly appropriate. The day went by, slowly as always. I didn't get any looks or anything. I had to work later since there was a lot of people on vacation. My boss asked me to fill out some files for his office to finish my day. He was an attractive married man in his mid-40s, trimmed beard and fairly muscular. As much as you guys might think this was on purpose, I didn't feel he picked me deliberately to get on my knees late at night to rearrange his files. He wasn't being flirty, but I'd lie if I didn't feel like he was staring at my ass. He helped me out to finish up and got a pretty good look down my shirt too. As we were about to get up and leave, his door smacks open. "What the fuck is this bitch doing in your office so late?" I jumped up as she scared the shit out of me. Obviously, this was his wife that also works in our department. Actually, I'm not really sure she really did anything. She mainly walks around and chats all day or complains about everyone. As she was still screaming at her husband, I left discreetly. I got in the next day expecting to be a little awkward, and sure enough, it was. People were whispering like high schoolers as I walked past them. Let me remind you, I didn't do shit, but still somehow had a bad reputation of the girls that slept with the boss. I got to my desk and immediately got called up to my boss's office. I walked to his office and I see his wife smirking as our eyes meet. He asked me to leave the door open as I sit down. "We have received a complaint about you for inappropriate attire at work. Since you are here as an intern, we have the right to terminate your employment with a month of salary as compensation." I was left speechless. His bitch wife got me fired. On the other hand, I was about to leave this job, so I won't complain about the additional $2,000 in salary. I didn't really know what to say, so I grabbed the letter and the box to get my things, and as I crossed the door, I almost bumped into his wife, who was clearly spying on us. I retrieved my belongings pretty quickly and noticed she was still in his office arguing with him. I looked quickly through my emails and found my boss's phone number. I sent him this picture of me. Oh, and there's a picture you guys can link. And said, "We got so lucky we had time to get our clothes back on. I can't believe you never bent your wife over your desk like you did to me. Kiss emoji." I grabbed my box of things and headed out. I see his phone light up as his wife quickly grabs it. I leave hearing a loud smack. Looking back at my previous stories, I realize that I've broken up a few couples in my day. I don't feel bad one bit about this one, though. He did message me later on, but I wasn't interested. He'll have to live with the only fantasy of bending me over his desk. How about you guys? Would you have complained to HR the way I was dressed? Okay, this next one is called Extending Trivia Night at My House with Tori's Boyfriend. If you've been keeping up with my stories, you might have noticed that I've been going back and forth on my past, telling you stories from different times in my life. I finally have a new story to tell. 2 days ago, my friends and I went to Trivia Night. I'm a big fan of these kinds of parties because I get to learn new things and show off my nerdy side. My boyfriend and I have our usual team, but this time we needed a replacement for one of the guys. I texted Tori's boyfriend to join us instead. My boyfriend and I had been fantasizing about getting another man to join us in our bed all week. We spent most of our nights thrusting my massive dildo inside me while sucking him off or licking it while he fucked me. We had a lot of fun. We were really looking forward to trivia night, and it was crystal clear I had permission from my boyfriend to make a move on him. The place was packed, like it usually was. Our team is pretty good, but we never won the whole thing. The person missing was kind of the weak link, so we had our hopes that we could have a chance. I take competition seriously because I want to win, so I didn't really dress sexy or anything, because I'm there for business. I wore skinny jeans and a black top. Nothing revealing, as my male companions needed to be and stay focused on winning. As the game started, I purposely sat very close to Tori's boyfriend. He, on the other hand, dressed really nice for the evening. A long-sleeved shirt that showed off his impressive biceps, work pants that fit snugly, and a touch of cologne that smelled lovely. But the sexiest thing about him, without a doubt, was when we got our first question. He dinged immediately and got it right. I'm a sapiosexual, so it really turned me on that he was intelligent. Just thinking about it right now makes my pussy tingle. All night was incredible. He was incredible and carried us to a chance at winning the whole thing for the night. Unfortunately, I got the last question wrong and we got second place. The team was nice about it, and we offered to have everyone come to our place after, for a lovely evening. Fairly quickly, the group split up into two. As everyone talked in our kitchen, I started to chat on the couch with Tori's boyfriend. As it got later, I kept scooting closer and closer to him on the couch. Finally, as we, boyfriend and I, had planned, my phone lights up. Everyone left. You guys are alone. Wink. I stood up and closed the doors to the living room, allowing us to be alone and giving him a great view of my thick ass in my jeans. I put the timer on my phone and sat right next to him. You were incredible tonight. I was so impressed. Why don't we keep playing? And everything you get right about me, you get a point. Sure, that would be fun. I put my phone on his lap and started the timer, brushing his thighs with my hand. Did you ever notice me changing on the sidelines before the game? He blushed and nodded yes. I might have noticed your wandering eyes. So are my breasts bigger than your girlfriend's? Well, that's an easy question to answer. That's the easiest one I've had all night. Yes, he said. Congratulations, you get your first point. I stand up and remove my black shirt. I move right in front of him, giving full view of myself in a black lacy bra. My hair falling on either side of my breasts, framing them perfectly. I could see he was getting nervous. He wiped his clammy hands on his pants. Aren't you worried your boyfriend will walk in? I lean over him and nod from side to side, allowing my boobs to sway left and right, smacking against each other while barely being contained in my bra. For the next question, I thought I'd give you a little reminder. Can you guess my cup size? His eyes widened at the suggestion of me wanting him to look at my body. He took a long, lingering look at my breasts. 36 double D, final answer. Ding, ding, ding. I unhooked my bra and moved to sit right in front of him on the coffee table. By now, I was only wearing my skinny jeans. He was speechless. My perky, uncovered tits were all he could stare at. My turn now. Every statement I make about Tori that is right, I get a point. He agrees and laughs. Your girlfriend is such a bitch. Hell yes. I give him a nod to get up and start to unbutton his pants, keeping eye contact while looking up at him inches away from his cock. Tori does not satisfy you in bed, so you fantasize about me all the time. He nods, and I quickly pull his pants down. His boxers slide with them, and his cock barely smacks me against the chin. I was sitting close enough, but unfortunately for him, he wasn't as blessed below the belt. Last question. Tori would agree that it's not cheating if I don't touch you, right? He started stroking himself as I grinned from ear to ear. He tried to reach for my breast, but I smacked his hand. I can't believe how much hotter you are than Tori. I've been fantasizing about you ever since you showed us your beautiful breasts on the sidelines. I also haven't had lips around my cock in months. I loved hearing that. Poor guy, I felt bad for him. He was such a cutie, too. Don't tell my boyfriend. I get up on my knees and take him whole. I have the tiniest mouth, so it was refreshing to have such an easy time blowing him. My head was bopping up and down, slowing down the pace every time I heard his breath get deeper or he moaned. I took a break to tie my hair up as my boyfriend walked in. Tori's boyfriend got up. He was so scared. But we let him know immediately. Buddy, don't worry. I knew she was going to play with you, and I'm fine with it. My boyfriend comes up right against me and drops his pants, revealing his fat cock that I fell in love with. For the first time ever, I got to enjoy two men for myself. I took both of them in each hand, and the size difference was even more noticeable. I ignored my boyfriend for a little while sucking on Tori's boyfriend's cock. My boyfriend grabbed the back of my head and made me take his entire length with every thrust. I could feel that he was about to come. Then my boyfriend pulled me back by my ponytail. He went and sat on the couch next to me as I crawled to him. My turn now, baby. I want some of that deep throat action too. I stretched my jaw and went down on him, getting barely half of his cock in my mouth. I choked on it over and over without making any progress. My eyes were watery, but I still kept trying. I looked up at him and he whispered, "Good girl," to me. "You're so fucking big, honey. I just can't take all of you. It's just so thick." As I glanced at Tori's boyfriend, who was fully stroking himself now, I just had enough time to turn over to him as he came all over my tits. He took his time as I gave him a kiss on the shriveled up cock. He sat down and I got one last look at them both. I stroked my boyfriend's cock with both hands as the massive cum shot dripped down onto the floor. "Do you want to watch us fuck?" That's the end of part 1.